road again, going places that I've never been, seeing things that I may never see again. I can't wait to get home.
Welcome to The Drive. Today's episode is going to be a little different. I'm headed to EdCamp EOC, which is EdCamp Eastern Oklahoma County, and I just want to talk a little bit about EdCamp, and then the format will change up just a little bit as I want to really try and maybe talk with some people at EdCamp today about what makes EdCamp so great. But for those that aren't aware, maybe you've seen it on social media, but EdCamp is basically a place where teachers meet up and organize themselves into an unconference. And so what will happen is there's a social media buzz, an EdCamp date's announced, there's a social media buzz, you recruit people in to, you don't recruit people, you just advertise that you're having one, and people sign up to come to your EdCamp. There's no vendors, there's no general one leader person. Like, there might be a committee or a small group of people organizing the EdCamp and arranging for a host venue and maybe some cool swag. But you don't go hear a keynote and then have a breakout on the keynote. What you do is you go to EdCamp, and as teachers and professionals, you organize the kind of day that you want to have. And so that means that from like 8 to 8:30, say, this morning, is the planning of EdCamp. So when you start to plan out your EdCamp, you write down either something that you're passionate about that you want to share, and you put it on a big, like, butcher block sheet of paper or something, some other way to communicate that. Or you look for something that you want to know, and you write that down. Like, I want to learn more about XYZ. So you list that as a topic, and maybe there's a teacher there that really knows that topic. Maybe you need to understand politically what's going on with different legislation in your state or community that impacts education, and what are the benefits, what are the things that could get in the way that could harm you as a teacher, because so much legislation winds up like on the teacher's desk. But maybe you want to know about an app, or maybe you want to know about a particular classroom model, or who knows what. And so you go to EdCamp, and you get to learn what you want to learn. You get to, if you are passionate, you get to share it. And they're super, super great. I challenge school administration to organize your back-to-school professional development days like this. I know as a teacher, there were things that my administration needed to share with me, but there were also things that I didn't necessarily find were quite as important to me as it was to them. And so that had an impact on my professional development. If it was something that I knew that I needed to know, it was district requirement or something like that, then I listened because I wasn't, I needed to be aware of what was going on. But then when we had choice, if I had choice and I could move freely from one thing to the next, or I could choose what I wanted to learn about or share about, it would make a difference. And so that's what EdCamp does. The other thing about EdCamp is there's this thing called the rule of 2 feet, which is once you've kind of achieved what you want to achieve out of a session, or maybe it didn't turn out to go how you wanted it to go, or maybe something, who knows what. Toby Brown never stayed in one session the entire time. He moved all the time. And so maybe you just want to check out what other people are doing. So you get to leave your session you started in, and when you leave the session you started in, you go to the next one, and it's not a problem. It's not rude. It's not offensive. It's just, hey, I'm done with this one, and I'm ready for the next. And that's a powerful tool for teachers to have, is that opportunity to move and satisfy some of those needs that we have to learn more. I've met very few teachers on my journey that considered themselves done learning. And I've met very few teachers on my community or on my journey who just absolutely refuse to want to learn how to teach better. I just have not come across very many of those kinds of people. And EdCamp is a way that can just really, really meet some needs inside of teachers. It can be such a such a strong, strong benefit. So I'm currently on the drive there, and I hope to be able to talk with some EdCamp folks there as well, so that you can get some different points of view from both administration and teachers, because I know some administrators will be there as well, about EdCamp and why they like it so much, and why it really has become a very, very powerful grassroots model for professional development. It's pretty amazing. If you have never been to an EdCamp, you should really find one in your state and close to you and participate. Okay, so we're with Joy Hoffmeister, state superintendent here with Oklahoma, and she's also at EdCamp EOC. So, Ms. Hoffmeister, why EdCamp?
EdCamp is where we leave the titles at the door and everyone comes to learn together and their unique experiences and a variety of positions all enriches the professional development. I love it.
So what do you think about, like, maybe if districts at like a more of a district level could do something sort of like this? What do you think?
Well, you know, in fact, that's what I'm starting to see happen. I'm hearing in conversations that I'm hearing as I've been here today, there's one starting in Edmond. So now we're seeing EdCamp start at the district level. And I think that's a great thing. It's a great way to bring people together for professional development within school sites that normally don't share in collaboration. And they can learn from each other, have even more vibrant synergy in the building. And then I hope that continues to just multiply across the state. And people will, I hope, be more active on our state chat site with the hashtag OklaEd on Sunday nights at 8 to 9. They can join us there.
And that's always a fun conversation.
Oh, it's
like
great.
The fastest hour of the week.
It is. And it is like a team huddle for me.
Yeah.
It's that kind of group huddle right before the week starts, and it's a great, great way to start the week.
And then just a quick side note, how many were at the EdCamp SDE?
You know, we believe we set the national record, over 900.
Are you serious?
Yeah,
oh
my gosh, it was packed.
Great.
The room could hold 1,200. We knew we had over 900 register, and the room was very, very full. So we were a little hesitant to say more than 900,
okay.
But I would say easily it was between 900, 950, 1,000.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
It was fantastic. And for many people, it was the first time they learned anything about Twitter and became engaged. Our charge to everyone is stay engaged.
Excellent. Thank you for your
time.
All
right. Thanks. Good to see you.
Okay, so lunch break now at EdCamp, and I'm with Kaz Nelson, who is an administrator from the small western Oklahoma town of Visalia. And so the drive, part two. Kaz, what do you think about EdCamp?
I think it is great. I was really looking forward to meeting you today because we have communicated back and forth through Twitter at various times and other ways. And today is our first day to meet face to face.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting when your personal learning network, your professional community, when you can meet some of those people that don't live where you live.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's fun.
Very cool. And as far as EdCamp goes, from a leadership standpoint, or from me being a principal, it's pretty amazing or pretty awesome that a teacher, administrator, parent, whoever it may be,
right, student can
come to a free PD,
yes,
and you know not be subjected, I guess I should say, to what someone else thinks that you need. It's actually personal. It's something that you're going to go learn because you want to be there learning it, first of all.
Right.
And it's something that you know you're going to be able to apply.
Right. So one of the cool things about EdCamp is you can get up and leave. Like, you could leave a session.
Right.
Not a big deal. Did you leave any sessions this morning?
I did not leave any sessions. I came in a little late for one because I had the opportunity to talk with our state superintendent, Joy Hoffmeister, for just a little bit.
Yes.
Who was there.
Yes.
Yeah.
Which is pretty amazing, and not sure how the editing will work, but her interview you either just heard or will hear, so.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's very cool that we have a leader who is so involved that she takes her time to come to things that our teachers are at,
right,
and that are important in Oklahoma.
Yeah.
And she was actually speaking about our ed camps in Oklahoma. We're getting quite a name for ourselves. We have a lot of them, and the OKSD one was perhaps the largest one.
Perhaps. She had said that there was over 900 people there.
Yeah.
And
she had also mentioned that she had received a message from someone in Washington State who commented on how Oklahoma was kind of on the forefront, or not, I won't say on the forefront, but our ed camps and the way that we have our Okla Ed Chat, that they were watching us, that they were using Oklahoma and our state superintendent as a model in their state, which is pretty cool.
Wow, that is really cool. So were you able to go to the Ed Camp OSDE, the Engage Ed Camp?
I did not get to. I got to go to Engage, but the Ed Camp that started the day before, I was unable to attend, and I wasn't able to attend in person, but through Periscope and Anthony Purcell, I Periscoped in, was able to see all of the opening, Periscoped into a few sessions, so it was like I was there, but I was 2 hours away.
Right.
Very
cool. That's
cool. Yes.
So what do you think about EdCamp? Do you think this is something that maybe you could try and use inside your district? Even, I mean, your district's smaller, so there may be some challenges there.
Right. I see maybe, you know, a few of our schools getting together maybe and doing something like this, or perhaps even something in Northwest Oklahoma that pulled in some of those towns that are even further than I am from the city area.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think EdCamp's a pretty fun, it's good.
It's good. Yes.
I agree.
One or two of them.
Yeah, so I'm here with Mr. Ashley from Edmond, Oklahoma, and we stole him from Mustang, I think, right?
That's true. That was my path.
Yeah, and good job, whoever hired him. So, but we're here at EdCamp EOC. So, what do you think?
Well, I missed the first part of it, but
administration duties.
Yes, yeah, I had to work this morning. I just like being around like-minded people. I like talking to people instead of listening all day. I don't know if that makes me a bad listener, but I just
my
like
listening
having...
skills are terrible.
Yeah, as a grown adult, I can say my listening skills are suffering. No, I don't mind listening. I just like conversing with people.
Yeah, conversation's a little different than just a listen or just a talk.
Right.
Right, because the conversation, the back and forth.
Right, and I like helping people, and I think there's a fair amount of people that come here, too, looking for help.
Right.
And the nice thing about that is there's no other pressures of my daily job or anything like that, you know, in the way right now. So I can sit down with people side by side. You can show them how things work.
Right. Or ask questions if you're stuck on something.
Yeah. Or if I'm stuck on something, I've got people to ask. It's a cool way to get face-to-face with big timers, meet people that you see on Twitter and things like that, build your network.
Right. Like I've known Kaz for a while, but we just met face-to-face today for the first
time. Right. So it's kind of awkward and fun.
Like, are you really? Your picture doesn't look like, hold on.
I remember the first time I met her, too, I just approached her and said, like, hey, I think you are, you know, and you kind of get, once you get past that part, it's not all that bad. But yeah, meeting people and having some face-to-face conversation that you've been connected with on social media for a long time is fun. Plus it expands your network, because then when you run into a wall and you need help with something, boom, I've got someone else I can call.
So Kaz and I were talking, now her situation's different. Her district is really small, but Edmond's a large district. So what do you think, could the EdCamp model be used there in the schools in Edmond as a form of PD? Like, I know Edmond, all administration has things they have to share with their teachers just by nature of this is what's coming up in our building, our district, whatever.
Right.
But outside of that realm, what about using EdCamp as a model for professional development inside your schools? Do you think that's something that Edmond can do?
It's absolutely something we could do. We actually planned on doing it and then got snowed out in February.
Mm.
So this year we've given it to our leadership team. We've said, what do you guys want to do? And they've chosen it. So you're right. Like, our back to school, there's part of it that we have to spend going over, you know, the ABCs.
Fire drill or whatever.
Fire drill, yeah, sure. And this is where you do things procedurally, whatever. But as far as our actual professional learning, they've chosen to do it that way. So we're going to have, in our middle school, three little rooms and set them up and let them choose what they want to learn and let them have conversation.
That'll be awesome.
And then we've even had some discussion among the principals about bringing all our middle schools together and
like
doing...
Like in one session?
Yeah.
Ed Camp,
or at a later
Edmund.
Time. Yeah, so doing like an Ed Camp Middle School Edmund. And we're going to kind of, Jason Galloway's kind of headlining that, testing the waters with, we're going to call it hashtag EPSMS chat.
That's a good
idea.
And so
we're going to try to connect all of the Edmund middle schools together constantly throughout the year, and then maybe the same thing a different way. Get those people talking, and then when we actually get them together, they have some great conversation. They know who each other are.
Right.
Sort of thing.
And then they can actually meet face-to-face, because in Edmund, it's not unusual to be working in another site and just have no idea who that person is
right.
that works 3 miles from you.
Yeah, it's a big district. Everyone's busy all the time.
Right.
You're always teaching. You're on your feet. You're swamped. And so you might not meet somebody, like you said, that teaches 2 miles up the road.
Right, but you might
this
know
is
them.
Way.
And then that's a way to pull them in. Excellent. Thanks for your time today.
No problem. Thanks for having me.